This is Surfing Through Cinema. I'm your host, Hawaii Harry. Today I'll be discussing the next film for Classic Hollywood Week. Starring Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds, this episode is all about Singin' in the Rain from 1954. Okay, so now we'll get into the plot to Singin' in the Rain. So, Don Lockwood, he's a popular movie star, and the studio has him in a fake relationship with Lena Lamont. And when the film starts off, they're walking into their premiere of their newest film, and the setting is during the 1920s, just before the sound era, so these are silent film actors. Don kind of breaks the fourth wall and describes his life leading up to becoming a famous actor, and how he did all kinds of vaudeville and that type of show before he was an actor. The studio has him and his co-star Lena Lamont in a fake relationship, much to the chagrin of Don. He absolutely hates it. And it seems that Lena takes it seriously. She really thinks they're in a relationship, and he just is not having it. And after the premiere of the film, he's surrounded by all kinds of fans, and to kind of escape the fury of it, he runs and jumps into a moving car, where he runs into Kathy, played by Debbie Reynolds. They talk about movies, and she thinks they're absolutely ridiculous. She herself claims to be a stage actress and thinks that acting is kind of a waste of time and kind of, dishonoring the honor that stage acting is. And funny enough, though, she drops him off at an after party, and it turns out she's actually part of the entertainment for evening. She's one of the chorus girls, and she's absolutely furious to see Don there again because they kind of had a disagreement. And she has a pie in her hand, tries to throw it at him, but misses and hits Lena in the face. And everybody freaks out, and she gets in trouble, Kathy does. And a few weeks later, Don, he realizes he loves Kathy and loves that she seems to be the only woman who's never really tried to pursue him. She actually kind of hates him, which he finds to be attractive. And he learns that Lena actually had her fired from her job, and so now she's working at a different studio. So he and Cosmo, his friend, they go and find her there and try to recruit her for the newest film, The Dueling Cavaliers. And the studio head decides and agrees with it, and she signed on to the movie. While they're filming the movie, Warner Brothers decides to release their newest film called The Jazz Singer, and sound movies are taking the world by storm. So the studio head kind of panics, says, okay, we need to adopt this new technology, we need to make sound movies. And so they go through the difficult task of converting The Dueling Cavaliers from a silent into a sound film. And they run into all kinds of problems. The audio equipment, very, very new, is very difficult to work with, and you have to talk directly into it, otherwise it doesn't work properly. And also, Lena, she has a very thick Brooklyn accent, and is having a very hard time learning the more sophisticated aristocratic dialogue needed for The Dueling Cavaliers. And they continue on, press forward anyways, and at a premiere of the film, not the wide release, but more of the ones that like the critics and test audiences go to, they absolutely hate the film. They make fun of it. Audio doesn't sync up. The thick accent of Lena is really off-putting, and a lot of people are laughing. It just ends up being a total disaster for the film. So they're scrambling to figure out what to do with it to try and save it. And while pondering and thinking about it, Don, Cosmo, and Kathy decide to turn it into a musical after singing together the song Good Morning. And they decide that, you know, Lena, she has that very thick accent. That's going to be a problem. So they decide, hey, why don't we dub Kathy's voice over Lena's? Then the audiences will think she has this beautiful voice. And at the premiere of it, the audiences love and rave about The Dueling Cavaliers, and they want Lena to sing. And they decide, okay, well, we'll dub with Kathy. She'll be singing behind the curtain. And they decide, you know what? We don't care anymore about what Lena has to say. And they open the curtains and reveal the truth that Kathy's actually the singer. And she's kind of embarrassed about it and starts to run away. But they stop her and say she's the real star of the show, and is the one that really deserves all the credit. And then the Kathy and Don, they share a kiss, and then it zooms in and the camera pulls out and they're in front of a billboard that says their next picture, which is Singing in the Rain, and that's where the film ends. All right, so that's the plot to Singing in the Rain. I'm going to go on a break real quick. First, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here's how. It's totally free. There are tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your computer and even your cell phone. But that's not all. Anchor distributes your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You could even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a complete podcast all in one small place. So go on and download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Okay, so now that we're back from our break, I'm going to get into my personal views on Singing in the Rain. So to start off, I absolutely love the insight and looking into what Hollywood must have been like in that interim period between silent and sound film era. I think it's a very interesting subject and just shows that it really wasn't a crazy time. And it kind of reminds me today of how we're kind of transitioning from, you know, studio system to now more of YouTube, podcasting, all of that. So it's a very, very similar thing going on. Like, this transition totally changed the industry forever. And so it's really interesting to see that. And knowing that probably a lot of these people were alive when that happened. Like, they probably had firsthand experience with this transition. So it feels a lot closer and more of a time capsule into that era than really any movie release then, because there's no dialogue, right, other than the jazz singer. So I really love that aspect of it. Also, I love Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor. They play the three leads. I think they all got great chemistry together, really funny banter. And I love the music and dancing they do. I think that's really the biggest highlight, is seeing Gene Kelly dance, seeing Debbie Reynolds sing, seeing Donald O'Connor doing his crazy vaudeville style talent. You know, this is great showcasing of that. You know, despite what you read about the drama and craziness behind the scenes, which is really sad, but they really pulled off and really seemed to have really good chemistry as the characters, at least. Now, the only critique I really have on the movie, because I really like this one, is I felt they spent a little too long on the scene where Don says they want to add in a modern musical number, and then it kind of transitions into like a 15-minute segment of this idea of a Broadway segment. And at first I thought that was totally random, totally, you know, left field. But when I did research on it, I realized the music was written before the movie was. So they had to try to find a way to shoehorn in all the songs they wrote. And that one really felt out of place, that they really didn't know what to do with it. And so I think that kind of makes the film suffer. I don't think it needed to be that long, if in it at all. Kind of felt out of place and really hindered the plot a little bit. And also, I do feel that the plot kind of runs out of steam. You know, once they transition and make the movie into a sound film, it kind of just stagnates and there's nothing really else that happens. But other than all of that, I think it's a great film. I really recommend checking it out. And the music, if you're just into Broadway musicals or musicals in general, this is the movie for you. It's a great, great example of a musical. All right, so the overall score then I give is an 8 out of 10. I think it's a great film, and I don't know, I just really liked the time period, the music, the dancing, all of that. I think it was really, really well done. You could really tell they put a lot of work and effort into it. You know, it's a very elaborate costumes, very elaborate set pieces. They did a really good job in this film. All right, well, those are my thoughts and feelings on Singing in the Rain. And I actually won't be announcing a film for next week, as I have some news for you guys. This is actually going to be the last episode I ever do of Surfing Through Cinema. I made the decision that I kind of felt I was all over the place with these four different topics, four different weeks. So I'm just going to primarily focus on classic Hollywood era in general. And the new show I have is going to be called Really Old Cinema, and really is spelled R-E-E-L-Y, because like a film reel, and there's a film reel in the logo. And I've been thinking of this for a few weeks now, and I just decided, you know what, I don't want to wait any longer. I want to do something that I'm really interested in. I feel I'm really more passionate and interested in classic Hollywood, and I want to make the best... I want to make content that I'm really interested in myself. I don't want to just make videos for the sake of making videos. And another distinguishing difference between this new show is it will strictly be a podcast and strictly be available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It will not be a YouTube channel. This channel will still be up. I'll still be watching, watching other people's videos, joining in on any live streams or any other shows I'm ever invited onto on YouTube. It's still going to be up for that, and these videos will still be up for rewatch. I'm not going to take that away. I really like what I've done, and I really appreciate the support you guys have given for it. But yeah, I won't be updating it anymore. It'll just be the 84 videos I've made, counting this one. And yeah, I'm excited for this new endeavor, and I've already created an Instagram page for the new one. It's called Really Old Cinema. And I'll be posting on Monday a link to the channel. I'm sorry, a link to the Instagram page so you can follow me there. And I've already created a Facebook for it as well. And in the coming weeks, it'll have links to both a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and where you can listen to it on Spotify. So once again, I want to thank you all for all your support for this show. I've had a great time. I really appreciate everyone that came on as a guest and allowed me to be a guest on their shows, I'm eternally grateful for that, for the great support and great friendships I've made just making these YouTube videos and this channel in general. And like I said, this isn't goodbye forever. I'll be on this newer show, this newer channel, a newer way of doing it. And I'm excited to see what the future brings. So until next time, and I'll be on the other show, this has been Surfing Through Cinema with Hawaii Harry. Take care.